While no one is here, I can finally do what I've always wanted to do with you. Oh, nothing. Just have a little word with you, as I usually do. So, I've heard from a little birdie that you've been saying things about me behind my back, calling me all sorts of names. You really are brave to go around doing that, aren't you? Especially since you know how capable I am. Well, you know that I'm much taller than you. You barely go past my neck. It's pretty laughable about how weak you are, and I am clearly much stronger than you. So it's strange to me that you would even think about messing with me like that. But because I'm feeling nicer than usual today, I'm going to give you the chance to explain yourself. Hello? Where is my thank you? Well, you only said it now because I told you to. Now, tell me, loser. Tell me why you've been saying things about me behind my back, Too much of a wimp to say it right to my face. I knew I was always right about you. So, let me get this straight. So, you're trying to tell me that the person that told me this was lying, And why would you think they would go out their way to tell me this, especially with how irrelevant you are? You know, speaking of being irrelevant, I probably shouldn't even be this annoyed by what you've been saying about me, since who cares what some nerd thinks about me? I know I'm beautiful and perfect in every way. But when I think more, the other side of me is like, why should you let a little rat get away with this? Talking some trash about me? No. I'm not gonna let that happen. It's going to stop continuing today. I'm going to finish this, you little loser. Now, you better tell me the truth right now, or else I'm not going to be very happy. And as you can tell, I'm not really happy right now, so wait until I get even worse. I will get closer and closer. And closer to you until you are pinned up against the wall like this. Yes, exactly like this. You can feel my breath go down your neck. Doesn't it send shivers down to your spine? Exactly like this. And then you will tell me why you said those things about me. You didn't say those things? Okay. And why should someone say you said those things about me if it's not true? You know, I'm actually going to believe you this time because this seems more serious to me than I thought. Why would some girl make up this stuff about you? Do they want me to do something with you? And this other girl, does she say mean things to you also? Interesting. Like what? If I had a list right now of every word I called you, I'd be ticking every word right now. Why is she doing this? Only I can do this. Only I can be the one to say these things to you. I need to calm down. Did she also ask you to do her homework too? And what did you say? You said yes? Why did you say yes, you loser? You're only meant to serve me. I'm meant to be your queen and do my homework. I don't care if you're scared of her as well. You should know that I would be much worse. I'm way taller than her and way more sporty, so she has no chance. I'm so angry right now that I even forgot how to bully you. Do you not understand why it's like this? Seriously? Don't make me say it, idiot. Please don't make me say it. Let me whisper this so no one can ever hear. You are mine. I'm the only one who can be mean to you. I'm sorry. This is not how it's meant to be. You're meant to be my. You're meant to do my homework for me. I'm the only one who can give you bully attention. I need to deal with her. No, no, no. Don't worry. I'm going to be having a few words with her later. I'm going to tell her to back off from you, okay? I will do it. I will do it because you are mine. I mean, you are mine to bully. You are the only person in the school worth putting that effort into because you're really smart. And you make me get straight A's on my homework, so I can't let anyone else have a talent like you. Did I? Did I just stutter and say that out loud? Okay, I was whispering. Okay, good. Still, you heard it, right? Oh my god. That is so embarrassing, but I guess it was something that had to be said. So you can stop doing things for her, okay? I want to be the only girl that gives you this kind of attention. Promise me you won't do her homework ever again. Don't worry, I will deal with her. I'm gonna protect you. Will you do her homework? Good, that's what I like to hear. I feel like because you've been so understanding right now, the least I can do is let my feelings out. I never realized how much I truly cared for you until this other girl tried to take my spot. I never know how to truly express myself. It's never been something I ever had in my personality. I think I grew up with everything handed to me on a plate, so I guess I had to, you know, be mean to get what I wanted, and the easiest way for me to get attention from you was to be mean. But come on, you're so much better than me. You're so much more intelligent. Could you imagine me trying to talk to you normally? You would never be interested. Who would want to talk to a tall, dumb girl like me? That is one of my insecurities. Yes, there I said it. I have a lot of insecurities, and being a tall girl just doesn't make me attractive at all. Guys used to tease me a lot in preschool when I was younger about it. So I finally stood up for myself, and I guess I carried that around with me. It's not like this is an excuse for how I treat you, but I guess it will help you to finally understand. Basically, when you take this ramble away and what's that you do in English class? You analyze it. I guess you would see that I'm trying to say is that, I really like you. Yeah, I've had a crush on you for, well, all this time, and I didn't know how to express it to you until I thought I was going to lose you to the new mean girl. Oh, that felt so good to say. It feels like a big balloon lifted off me. Is that what you say? Anyway, I don't even know how you can even look at me right now. Oh, sorry, I mean, you don't have anywhere else to look. I still have you up against the wall. I'm sorry, I'll go back now. Wait, why are you pulling me close? How could you kiss me after everything I've done to you? You're too kind. I don't deserve your forgiveness. But hey, just because I had this conversation with you, it doesn't mean that you're going to stop being my little loser, okay? Mwah. But I'm sorry, don't talk about dates right now. I'm still not really ready to, you know, be seen out with you yet, because it will seem weird that I went from calling you a loser every day to calling you sweet cheeks. So let's just, I will give you my number later and you can come over to my home. How does that sound? Oh, I'm glad you may accept the invite now. Now, if I see that girl go up to you again, I can't promise it's going to end very pretty. I'm the only one who can call you my little loser, okay? My smart, intelligent, handsome loser. Now, I better go to class, so catch up you later, nerd.